Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Lou Trek Show.
Show number 37 for Monday, December 28, 2009. Happy New Year to everyone from the Lou Trek Show.
Now establishing data link. Accessing.
And now, two guys whose New Year's resolutions are to lose weight, be productive members of society, and crank out 52 more episodes of the Lou Trek Show. Okay, well, at least one out of three ain't bad. Your host, Lou Costanzo and Brian Dedamore.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Lou Trek Show. I am your host, Lou. Thank you very much for downloading and listening to tonight's show. Our main website is www.loutrekshow.com. You can send us topic suggestions as well as questions and comments. Our email address is loutrekshow, and that is all one word, at gmail.com. If you keep your email somewhat brief and to the point, we will work them in as part of a future show. You can also follow us on Twitter by plugging in loutrekshow on Twitter. You'll get alerted whenever new shows come out or any announcements for the show. You can also be our friend on Facebook if you wish by going to loutrekshow.com/Facebook. You can send us a voicemail on Skype by plugging in loutrekshow on Skype. Again, all those are all one word, loutrekshow. And you can also join the show forums by going to loutrekshow.com/forums. And if you do, sign up today and you will win nothing. But we need some people to sign up. So far, I'm up to 75 spam foreign forum registrations from everywhere, including Russia, China, you name it. And I basically think it's IP spoofing. So basically, I'm blocking those particular IPs. They can't get back in again. So please, go to loutrekshow.com/forums and get them started. We got a special show tonight with a special guest. But before we do, let's get Brian. And now, a man whose personal resolutions are to bite his mate more, allow her to fire off his photon torpedoes, and, oh, I can't read this one out loud, your co-host, Brian Dedamore. Brian! What's happening, buddy? Well, kapla back at you and more of it.
You'll have to tell me what the third one is later.
Oh, it's Brian, it's okay? Got it?
Got it.
I can't tell you what the third one is. We can't keep it family friendly if we do that.
I said after.
Oh, after the show. We're just going to leave everybody guessing, and maybe when we come up with the X-rated, version of the show, if we ever do, then we'll mention what that is. And boy, I don't even know if I could do that.
So how was your Christmas?
It was ho ho ho. It was a lot of ho ho ho, not a lot of do do do. That comes later when the bills come in. But anyway, it was fine.
I actually got surprised. My darling, sweet little Klingon mate, in her wisdom, went out and got me a DS, Nintendo DS.
Mm.
And then she went out and got Brain Age 2 for me so I can get my brain working again.
Good luck there. Let's hope it's not a misprint.
Actually, I've went from being an 80-year-old person up to a 40-year-old person, so I've at least caught up to my age.
Wonderful, wonderful.
I've had it since Christmas.
Cool. Well, hey, we could talk about Santi anytime we want to, but let's get our guest on.
And yes, please.
Now, let me introduce this person the correct way. You ready?
Go right on ahead, my friend. This is one time I get to sit out on the...
All right, here we go.
And now, a man whose acting credits include roles in hit television shows such as MTV's sketch comedy series, Short Circuits, NYPD Blue, Beverly Hills 90210, One Life to Live, and All My Children, and so much more. He is also into writing, directing, and producing for television and film. His current gig is being the host of LA Talk Radio, and get this, girls, his biography and resume says he's 5'10", weighing in at 190 pounds, and sporting dark brown hair and hazel eyes on a handsome package. The Lou Trek Show is proud to present our guest, Jeff Rector.
Hey there.
Hello, Jeff, and how are you?
Hey, guys. Happy holidays.
Kapla, Jeff.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, and kapla, Brian said. Can you hear Brian okay?
Kapla. I can.
Can you hear me,
hey,
Jeff?
Brian, how's it going, buddy?
I'm doing fine. Great, great, great Christmas. Can't wait for the new year to come along.
Tiger Woods, his life is today is ho-ho-whore. But so he's trying to keep it family friendly.
Mm-hmm. That's Brian's life every day. He gets plenty of hoes and never mind. Anyway, tell us.
You mentioned every credit, but Star Trek: The Next Generation. I can't believe it.
Oh, that is true. Well, tell everyone what you did.
You mentioned every credit, but all my sci-fi credits.
Well, you know, I just picked them off your website. I thought, okay, let's do this one. But my biggest goal was to get that dating game thing out. You know, I thought I had to do that. It was just over the top. But, okay.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that.
Okay, since you were on the TNG.
Is there any single Orion slave girls out there?
Oh.
Actually, there was one at Starbase Sydney. She was a cutie.
Yes, there was.
Yes, but I think she liked Garrett Wong, so...
Well, who didn't? I mean...
I can always introduce you to Peg Bundy Orion.
Who?
What?
Who?
Peg Bundy, the Orion slave girl.
No girls from Uranus.
Yeah. I wouldn't want that either, bud. Okay, well, since you brought up TNG, tell everyone what you did there.
I did an episode of The Next Generation called Allegiance.
Mm-hmm.
My twin brother Jerry and I actually played an identical race of aliens who kidnapped Captain Picard, make a duplicate of him.
Mm-hmm.
The duplicate's running the ship, and the real captain is on the planet's surface in the holding cells. Pretty cool episode, and all my scenes were with Patrick Stewart, so it doesn't get any better than that.
Oh, I wish I could have done that, you know, and getting Patrick in 10 forward and singing drinking songs was awesome, too.
Kiss Gates McFadden, too, because it wasn't really Picard, so, you know, there was always that sexual tension between him and the doctor, and since they had a duplicate, they gave the audience the chance to actually see them kiss on screen.
Mm-hmm. Because, as we all know, you know, Picard is Wesley's father. That was never proven or brought out, but, you know, we all know it. As soon as he saw him...
You'll never find it in any of the compendiums, but we know it's true.
We know it happened. The only thing we can't see is a holodeck version of the night it happened, but we know it did. But
do we?
I'm sure.
I'm not sure I want to see it.
Yeah, really, no kidding. Well, yeah. Well, anyway, so I'm just thinking of Picard now and Crusher... Oh, get out of my head.
I actually had the privilege of a slow dance with Gates McFadden at the premiere of The Majestic, the Jim Carrey movie. So that was pretty cool. She's a sweet lady.
Mm-hmm.
And terrific actress.
So do you actually live out in California, Jeff?
Huh?
Do you actually live out in California?
I'm here in Hollyweird.
Oh, that's even better.
I'm here. This is where it all happens, brother. You guys got to come out here.
Hey, we're on our way. You send us a flight. We'll be there.
I'll send my private jet to pick you guys up.
All right. Yes.
Indianapolis, you'll probably be the only airport in the Midwest you'll be able to get into at this moment.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Poor Nebraska's snowed in.
Sure. Yes. And I won't spend a lot of time in the lavatory with my bomb, either. Oh, shit. Did I say that out loud? Damn it.
With your shoe bomb, yeah.
Yeah, really. Okay.
Yeah, the terrorist was very sick. Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was in there a mighty long time.
Yeah, he was sick, all right. His plot to visit Allah backfired.
Well, I say
we had to visit all
the virgins backfired. I'd be sick too.
You know, I can't help but wonder about that million virgin thing. You know, what are you going to do if he gets there and he finds out it's not exactly what he expected?
Well, you're dead. You're really not going to get anything at that point.
Yeah.
you know, I mean, if that's what they're taught, I would kill myself at 10. I mean, why would you wait till you're an adult to visit the virgins? I just don't get it.
Me either. Don't know.
I don't get the mentality.
Makes no sense. All right, well, I did say that you were you have that show out there on LA Talk Radio. Tell us what the show's about.
Science fiction, fantasy, and horror, just like you guys. It's you know, I bring all my friends on from Star Trek and Stargate, and we do reviews on, you know, upcoming movies and TV series that are all genre.
You had one of the shows I was listening to. You had what was it? A vampire play at one of the old theaters.
A vampire film called Revamped that I wrote, directed, produced, and starred in. That's on Netflix and Blockbuster right now, so I please rent it and check it out. It's a lot of fun. 30 recognizable faces in the sci-fi and horror genre.
I'll have to go to Netflix. They got rid of all the Blockbusters in Indiana.
They did?
Yeah, they sure did. They closed them up right and left.
Oh, yeah.
We were supposed to try to work with them and have all the Star Trek clubs in Indiana be at their stores to open up as the Star Trek movie right before the convention.
Right.
They said, forget it, we were closing most of the stores in Indiana.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they've lost a lot of money.
Well, I was going to say, can you blame them now with internet renting? You get it, buy from Netflix, they send it out one day, you get it the next day.
Well, Netflix really is putting Blockbuster Video out of business.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It came along and everyone went, wow, I don't have to go to a video store anymore. I can just mail it in and get it in the mail. It doesn't get easier than that. And so Blockbuster started doing the same thing. They had to compete.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right.
But I will check out. I will get a chance to check out. I haven't had a chance to check it out yet, but first chance I get a chance to get to it, I will.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I just ran out of money. I would have picked up one there at the convention.
Didn't you? Didn't I give you guys one?
No, you didn't.
Oh, damn it.
No, we didn't get one, Lou.
One what?
Revamped.
Oh, that's right. We were supposed to get that one at the end of the deal.
Oh. Don't ask, don't get.
I didn't know.
Ask me.
Y'all one told the Klingon.
Right.
I would have gotten it.
Yeah. You know, Jeff, it's funny, but 2 weeks before the convention, I came down with some kind of stupid sinus infection that held on for 3 weeks after the convention. And during that night, I felt my ears pop. Everything started getting a little dizzy on me. That eventually worked itself out. But I'm like, from that point on, I just left. I couldn't take it. And
sure,
my ears didn't come back for 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's no fun.
Oh, I couldn't hear for 2 weeks. It was tough. So.
But yeah, he was miserable the last couple of recordings after we got back. Ooh.
Yeah. Absolutely miserable. But the one thing I said I wanted to do after all the shows were done, I forgot to do, and I'm kicking myself in the ass for it too, is getting myself a picture of being on the Enterprise command chair, the captain's chair. I can't believe
you
I didn't.
Gotta. You got it. Everybody's got to get a picture in the captain's chair.
I just want to go back in time so bad and do that. But
hey, Jeff, next time you come down the Indianapolis way for a convention, don't forget to get your picture taken in the Klingon chair, too, because there'll be a Klingon chair there next year.
Well, I'd like to give a big shout out to everybody at Starbase Indy who brought me in. I just had a great time. I got a chance to meet you guys and Logan Huffman from V and Morgan Shepherd, and of course Garrett Wong and I have been friends for many years. It just really was a great time, so I'd love to do a big shout out to everybody at Starbase Indy. Thank you so much. Everybody that hasn't been there, you've got to check it out. Go to www.starbaseindy.com. You can see photos of all of us and the shenanigans we were pulling and all kinds of fun stuff. It really was a great time. You got to go next year.
Cool. Yeah, that is true.
Kim's already confirmed us that we're going to be at Starbase Indy again for next year, too. So we're going to have a special table away from the sun, I might add. Mm-hmm. And we'll get to go back and do this again next year.
Great.
We're going to be the staple of Starbase Indy now.
Shout out to everybody at Starbase Indy. Thanks, guys. Love you guys. The Midnight Slave Auction was awesome. And really is a good time. Everybody's got to check it out.
Okay. One thing you said is that you and Garrett have been friends for years.
Yes.
How often do you see the guy?
Every few years.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. No, we see each other a couple times a year, probably, if not more. We do a lot of the conventions together. Mm-hmm. He's recently moved to Las Vegas, so that's made it a little mm-hmm. tougher to hang out. But we have a tight-knit group of mutual friends, so mm-hmm. we see each other at least probably 3-4 times a year.
Well, if you would do me a favor, he kind of hinted that he would be willing to come on and do the show sometime, and I kind of thought, well, maybe he's just being polite and he doesn't really can't say, dude, I ain't got no time for this. But
no, absolutely not. If Garrett says he wants to do it, he'd love to do it. He's a great guy and.
Excellent.
I'm sure he'd love to talk to you guys.
Excellent. Well, if you happen to know if anyone else who worked on Star Trek, if you're friends with any of them, talk to any of them. Anybody who wants to come on and do the show and spend a few minutes with us to, tell us about what they did and let us ask them some questions, that would be wonderful. Wonderful.
Yes, please. We'd love to have more fun. We'd like to have more fun guests.
Mm-hmm. You want Jonathan Frakes on the show?
Oh,
sure, yeah, I would love to talk to Jonathan.
And if we can get him in a convention...
I don't know Jonathan, unfortunately, but some of the other Star Trek people I do know.
You don't know Jonathan?
Oh, that's terrible.
That was terrible. All I was thinking about is I just want to touch the beard, that's all. Just let me touch the beard.
Lou's notorious for doing the Riker maneuver all the time.
That was horrible.
Well, you got my hopes up.
Jonathan's a great guy, but unfortunately I do not have his contact information. But I'll hook you up with some other people for sure.
Well, maybe he downloads this show and he listens to it in the car and he's now saying, maybe I need to call them. Absolutely.
Yes, here's a shout-out to Jonathan Frakes. Give Lou and Brian a call. They'd love to have you on the show.
Absolutely. So now who do we need to bribe to get on your show?
All you do is call in.
Really? Well, see,
I had a great show today. Actually, Al Gore and ex-President Clinton called in today. So, getting bigger and bigger celebrities every week. You'll have to check it out.
Does your show stream on the net?
Yes, worldwide.
Yeah. From his LA radio show, he's live. He's kind of like what we are. He's live. You stream.
Okay. Brian, you're over-talking him. Just a second. Say that again, Jeff.
You can go directly to my webpage for the radio show, www.latalkradio.com/Jeff.php. And that'll take you right to my LA Talk Radio page. You can see all my shows and listen to any today's show or any of my previous shows.
Okay. All right, yeah, I see that. And looks like I'm looking at the archives. The last one was from December 13th, available for download.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, which one was it that I was talking with you about,
their weekend of
Jeff?
Festivities.
You did it again, Jeff. Say that again.
I just was up in Mammoth Mountain covering the weekend of festivities for 4 days, so that's why I didn't have a show on the 20th. But you can replay the show from the 13th with Spike Spencer, who's a great voiceover guy, and that's pretty funny. All my shows are a lot of fun, and you guys and any listeners out there, feel free to call in and say hello at 323-203-0815 any Sunday between 4 and 5 Pacific Standard Time. We're on the air live and would love to hear from you.
Great. Sound good, Brian?
Yeah, sounds excellent.
All right, now what were you asking him?
I was asking him the show that I was talking with you about, that when I called you up and tried to get you set up here to come on the show, you had some, it was about some play at one of the famous playhouses there. I think it was a vampire.
Oh, it was the what was it called? Castle Bessarab. It was a Castle Dracula. Which,
yeah,
took place at the American Legion Theater, one of the oldest theaters in Los Angeles, and it's an environmental play to where you actually get to follow the characters, Count Dracula, Jonathan Harker, Van Helsing. You get to actually follow them through the different rooms, halls. It's an environmental theater. It's incredible.
Huh.
That was the one of the shows I downloaded. I also noticed he belongs to a national sci-fi horror and fantasy. Is it a guild or a voting guild or something that?
I'm the official spokesman for the Academy of Science Fiction, Fantasy, and Horror Films here in Los Angeles. We produce the Saturn Awards every year, which is the Sci-Fi, Fantasy, and Horror Awards, the most prestigious non-televised award show in the world. And when, you know, we give an award to Steven Spielberg, he actually shows up to accept it.
Wow.
Yeah, I was noticing that when I was looking through your website plus your LA radio site. I noticed you were a member and a spokesman for that, and I wanted to bring that up because that's something that I thought was very important, very prestigious, actually.
It is, and it's quite an honor. Dr. Donald A. Reed, who used to be the president, passed away a few years ago, and he liked me. I was a member, and because I was a working actor in the various genres, he asked me to be the official spokesman, and I was for about 7 years before his passing, and I can continue today, and it's just a real honor for me. And we're a film society. We screen probably 150 films a year, and if anyone is interested in joining, or anyone out there in California would like to join, you can go to www.saturnawards.org. There's a membership page. Or you can go on my LA Talk Radio homepage. There's a link where you can join. And it's pretty reasonable and basically breaks down to about 50 cents a movie. It's done a pretty good deal.
Cool. All right. Well, all right, now, Jeff, I'd like to play for you a little bit of history, if you don't mind. Here is from your role on Star Trek The Next Generation Allegiance as Captain Picard figured out what was going on and confronts you. So here it is.
Why did you choose to study the concepts of authority and leadership?
Because our species has no such concepts. As we are all identical, distinctions among ourselves are meaningless. Hence we have no leaders, no followers. We wanted to examine the nature of command. Our replicas of Thal and Desak explored this issue on Mizar 2 and on Chalma, just as our Picard replica did on the Enterprise. Your responses were most intriguing.
You have no right to put us through this just to satisfy your curiosity.
Why not?
Because kidnapping isn't a moral assault. The rights of other races must be respected.
This concept of morality is a very interesting human characteristic. We shall have to study it sometime.
Now, Mr. Worf.
What is it? Why do you hold us?
Because there is something else you can learn. With an alert crew, even our primitive vocal communications are unnecessary.
So tell me something, Jeff. I've got to know this question. What's it like to be in a force field?
Well, of course, there was no force field
there.
No, of
course not.
We had to just panic and go, yeah. It's called acting.
Acting! Well,
yes.
Yeah.
There was no force field. And it's so funny because you just edited out where he says, with an alert crew, I didn't need vocal communications. With a simple gesture, they understood
Here we go. We'll continue it here.
With a single look, I was able to inform my crew that I wanted to hold you here.
But why?
Because I've decided to conduct an experiment of my own. I want to see how you react to being imprisoned.
Captain, our species cannot bear captivity. We were merely curious. We meant no harm. We did not, after all, injure you in any way.
Imprisonment is an injury, regardless of how you justify it.
So, what? I was thinking when they left...
Here's what's funny. In the script, Picard says, with one look, I was able to alert my crew. Then we're on the set. And Patrick Stewart says to the director, he says, what look is that? It's like, what one look is going to tell my crew all these things?
Yeah.
The director goes, you're good, Patrick, you'll figure it out.
You'll figure it out.
He made it work with like one look. Would alert my crew. Okay.
Well, that's
interesting.
Yeah,
that look was, I'm pissed. Hold these guys. That's simple enough. Easy to figure out. I'm pissed.
Hold it. Guys. Brian, give him a chance. Go on, Jeff. I'm sorry.
You know, it's a very fun set, and you're working hours and hours and hours, so, you know, everybody has a great sense of humor, and, of course, it was all in fun, and everybody laughed. But, you know, you get the script and it says, with one look, I was able to communicate. And so he couldn't help but pose the question to the director. And, of course, he goes, you'll figure it out.
You'll figure it out.
Very funny.
Yeah, he figured it out all right. I mean, the only problem was, didn't he look at Worf? I mean, how would Worf not know that it...
Yeah, how would Worf know?
Yeah,
weapons guy.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. What,
you know, you think... Not that... When he look at the telepath that could read his mind, he's got to look at Worf. What?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, we used to make jokes about Deanna Troi being half Betazoid, you know, as... We're in the flagship of the Federation, and we only get the half Betazoid. No, I would have ordered the full Betazoid if anything, but especially right. One that came with the mother.
Yeah.
So, okay.
I've done quite a few conventions with Marina. She's a real sweetheart.
Oh, yeah.
She's sweetheart. Everybody was great on the show. Everybody was terrific.
Oh, our favorite gag is we know how well she can drive the Enterprise.
Oh yeah. Yes. You know, she's been at the con twice, and both times she's crashed the ship, so... Wow.
Ouch.
You gotta tell her, you gotta mention her, you know, if you ever see her again, that the boys on the Lou Trek show don't want you driving the ship no more. Don't drive the ship, you know. But, interesting. Oh, and I don't know if you know this, but that convention that I was at was actually my first... I call it my first real convention. So you were able to, you know, break in this convention virgin here.
Oh, good.
Oh, it felt
good.
Yeah,
it was really a lot of fun. It's a true fan convention run by fans, and everyone was just really nice. It was a great experience, and and a great way to spend Thanksgiving weekend.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you for coming on. Brian, anything else?
No, I just, it's actually pretty nice to talk with you again. It's been a few days since I've talked with you. I'm sorry I haven't been able to get back with you since I tried to call you last week, but you busy, I've been busy. But I like
well,
to chat with you again.
Your number was blocked,
real soon,
so I didn't have the number to call back. That was the problem.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Well, let me name off.
Can I give a quick plug for my movie coming out next year?
Absolutely.
Yeah, please.
Please do.
I've got a movie for Sci-Fi Channel coming out next year called Dino Croc versus Super Gator. And it's David Carradine's last movie, so they're probably going to promote it up pretty big. They're doing all the effect shots on it right now, and I'm very, very excited about it. And I play one of the scientists that create a rapid growth serum to help grow food faster to feed the world, and David Carradine wants to use it on living creatures, a crocodile and an alligator, and of course they grow to giant size and start eating everybody.
How big of a giant?
How big of a giant?
Yeah, how big of a giant, Jeff? Or are you not allowed to say?
Probably 50 times the size of a regular alligator or crocodile. Dinosaur size.
Sure.
I was about ready to say, what are we going to do? Hear the bad Croczilla jokes now? We'll keep that a secret, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'd actually, as wild as it sounds, that actually sounds like a pretty. I'd like to actually see that when it comes out in the Sci-Fi Channel.
Yeah.
Well, it was produced by Roger Corman, King of the Bees, and I worked for Roger years ago on Black Scorpion. My twin brother Jerry and I were recurring on that series, and they're really happy with it. I think it's going to do quite well. I've seen some of the effect shots already. It looks terrific. I'm very excited.
Huh. Yeah, I was just trying to see if I can find a preview of it. Okay.
I don't think they've got a trailer out yet.
Okay. Well,
will you let us know if a trailer does come out?
Absolutely. You guys will be the first to know.
Cool enough.
Cool.
Let me run a few names past you. See if you're friends with them and see if what you think if they'd ever come on here. Who do you want to start with, Brian? Patrick Stewart.
I only got one. As strange as this might sound, I'm actually wanting to meet the lady who played Admiral in HF on Star Trek: The Next Generation.
Who is that?
Oh, Admiral
Nechayev. You know what her real name is?
Not right off the top of my head, but I can look it up for you real quick. I got the book right here. The reason why is I've been wanting to chit-chat with her for a while because my club, the USS Gorkon, was actually her flagship in Star Trek The Next Generation.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Admiral. In fact, that's the reason why I chose the name was because of that.
Hmm. Admiral Nechayev.
I'd have to know the actress's name. That doesn't ring a bell.
Yeah,
looking it up real quick.
Yeah.
Who else?
She was the one that was always butting heads against Captain Picard.
Yes.
Well, basically, like, one.
The blonde?
Yes.
She used to be, she was a lawyer or something on L.A. Law, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay.
She actually was very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, she was.
Well.
And I've seen her in other roles. Off and on roles on TV too, but I never got to see her, and I've been trying to get her information.
Natalia Nagulich.
Nagulich.
There you go.
That's not who I was thinking of, actually.
There you go.
I know Natalia. I'll have to see. I'll have to look in my database. I might have her email.
Okay. See if one.
She's a sweetheart, and if she's available, I'm sure would love to talk to you guys.
One I would love to interview would my goodness, Geordi LaForge. That's who I want.
Oh, Lamar Burton.
Mm-hmm. Lamar Burton.
LeVar.
LeVar, don't know the man.
I might even have to ask him a Reading Rainbow question. My daughter loves that, but that's a different story.
Now, I know it's impossible to get Whoopi Goldberg on.
Oh.
Okay, but I love the character that she played on Star Trek, too. She wasn't one of those wild characters. She was just, she reminds you of a past, I wouldn't say a Spock character, but a very logical, very easygoing character.
Mm-hmm. Guinan.
Guinan.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Miss Guinan. Actually, who I'd like to see is Claw.
Try to contact her through the View is probably the easiest way to find her.
That's true. That's true. All right, yeah. And a matter of fact, we used to make Will Wheaton jokes, you know, Wesley Crusher jokes. So I'd have to say Will Wheaton would be another one I'd like to get on.
Now, Will was on on Leverage one time.
And Will is a blogger and podcaster at one time. He was on...
He's pretty big into that.
Yes, he was. David Lawrence had him on his show a couple times. I like David Lawrence, the David Lawrence show. And he's had Will on quite a few times, in fact. But, you know, Leo Laporte?
I don't.
Okay, he's another podcaster. And he does it's called Twit TV, TWIT, This Week in Tech. And I was watching his show one time, and popped in LeVar Burton out of nowhere, just showed up, hey, it's LeVar! Like, you know, like he's friends with LeVar. It was amazing. I'm like, oh, I'd kill to be, you know, Leo at any time. But anyway.
Hey, well, I got you here, Jeff. That new movie, Daybreak, what are you thinking? What do you think about it from the previews?
I'm sorry, say that again?
The movie Daybreak. What do you think about it?
Never saw it.
It's coming out in a couple of weeks.
Is that the Russian sci-fi movie?
It's about vampires losing the human stock, and they're
Daybreakers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It looks cool. I saw the poster. It actually looks very interesting. I haven't seen the trailer, but the poster looks cool.
The trailers are showing up on on FX right now, and show places like TNT and Sci-Fi and USA.
Is it a movie?
It's a movie. It's in theaters January 8th.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, I can listen.
No, it looks interesting. It looks very interesting.
Cool. I can play the trailer if you want.
Check it out.
Okay, well, anyone else on Star Trek you think you can ever get us?
I'll talk to you guys when we get off the air. And
cool.
Anything I can do to help.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And hey, what are the chances? Have you heard anything about Trekfest in Riverside, Iowa?
I haven't.
Okay.
I need to learn more about some of the other Star Trek conventions out there that I'm not aware of.
Okay. Well, we have been told that they're investigating the idea of having us come in on Trekfest just like we did at Starbase Indy and put up a booth and tell people who we are and maybe broadcast from it.
So, fantastic.
Absolutely. So maybe I thought maybe you'd look into that and see if you can get yourself in that. So I guess Starbase Indy worked out for you. You did okay there?
Yeah, I had a really good time and everybody was really great. Sometimes the smaller conventions are more fun than the big ones.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. When I told you earlier that this was my first real convention, I'm going to tell you what I went to once before. It was the early 80s. William Shatner came to the Holiday Inn here. There was like a gazillion people all around there. It took an hour and a half in a line to shake William's hand. You weren't allowed to ask him questions. You could not ask him questions. All he did was stand there and grin. You know that William Shatner grin? It's kind of like trademarked by now.
Sure.
And that's all he could do was stand there and grin. And I thought, you know, I always believed it was a William Shatner stand-in. You know?
You never know.
You never know.
You never know.
So that's what I liked about Starbase Indy, was the fact that I could actually walk up to you guys at the table and could, you know, talk to you. And, like, you know, Garrett, he was...
Yeah, you can't do that at the big shows,
oh,
for sure.
Oh, no. Garrett was sitting there telling stories about his Voyager days. And at the end of the convention, Garrett was in the hallway with some guy talking to him, and I was going to ask Garrett one more question. I just wanted to ask him one more question, but I never got to it. But while I was talking to him, he tells this guy, he says, "Hey, give me your cell phone number. I'll plug it in, and we'll text each other." And I was standing there thinking, "Well, gee, Garrett, I'll give you my number. Can we text too?" But no, I left it alone. Oh, so anyway.
Yeah.
All right. Well, again, thank you so much. Brian, do you have any more from Mr.
My pleasure, guys.
We haven't had... You're the first major star we've had on. Mm-hmm. We've had some people who have done Star Trek in the background, like Tim Renshaw.
Right?
Okay,
yeah,
but...
Yeah, we're recording.
But to have you on was even more of a pleasure, because you actually are like one of the few that actually gets to go behind the scenes of the Star Trek shows. Mm-hmm. You get to mingle with the people who are a part of Star Trek. And it's nice to hear the views from... We as fans like to hear what it's like to be in that.
Mm-hmm.
Mixed up in that, be a part
sure.
of that.
Sure.
All right. All right, well, thank you so much, Jeff, for coming on.
Thank you, guys. Happy holidays.
Same to you.
And Happy New Year.
Yes, and we will try and figure out a time when him and I can get together when you're on the air, and we'll be calling you up.
Sounds good to me.
Cool. All right, well, thank you very much.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
You bet. All right, that was a great show. I'm glad to have that one. So,
yeah, that was nice to have him on.
Absolutely, I think he enjoyed it. So, that's a good thing, and hopefully he'll come through and get us a couple people that we can interview, and get the show on the map. Let me do my I can't do Captain Picard. Never mind, I'm not even gonna try. But it almost was gonna come off of Sean Connery, but I can't do that. Anyway, so
why not?
I don't know. So anyway, Brian, how was your week?
Actually, Christmas was very good. I got a lot of stuff I was shocked to get. I wasn't expecting to get all the stuff I got. And Claire really made my Christmas good. I made her Christmas good. I got her a iPod Nano, so she's sitting in heaven now. I got her $30 worth of downloads. I got her a little wrist pouch to put on her wrist so she can work and listen to her iPod. And it was a very nice Christmas.
Sounds good to me. All right. Well, I think it's going to be a short show today, but at least it was a fun show.
Yes, it was. And it was a good one to end the year off.
Absolutely. And in that vein... Instead of doing an independent artist music for this show, I hope Brian's okay with it, but we're going to take a little, you know, end-of-the-year song type of thing. You know, took a Kenny G song, Auld Lang Syne, and popped in a few little tidbits from Star Trek in the movies, actually. And I want to apologize for some of the audio. I'm going to tell you straight out now, it's not the best, because... I'm playing a song with it, and some of the audio, the more dramatic ones or whatever, they had music also playing in the background as the actor was doing their line. So there's nothing I can do about it, but I tried to mix it as best I could, and I think you'll get the spirit of the attempt. So here we go with Kenny G in Auld Lang Syne.
We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
Space, the final frontier. These are the voyages of the starship Enterprise. Its continuing mission, to explore strange new worlds, to seek out new life and new civilizations, to boldly go where no one has gone before. An alien object of unbelievable destructive power is less than 3 days away from this planet. The only starship in interception range is the Enterprise. Ready or not, she launches into our arms.
There's a man out there I haven't seen in 15 years. He's trying to kill me. You show me his son, I'd be happy to help him. My son. My life that could have been. It wasn't.
My father says that you had been my friend. You came back for me.
You would have done the same for me?
Why would you do this?
Because the needs of the one outweigh the needs of the many.
Earth. The transmissions of an orbiting probe are causing critical damage to this planet and has almost totally ionized our atmosphere. All power sources have failed. All Earth-orbiting starships are powerless. The probe is vaporizing our oceans.
I knew I wouldn't die because the two of you were with
me. I do not understand.
I've always known. I'll die alone.
What's the meaning of all of this?
It's about the future, Madam Chancellor.
But some people think the future means the end of history.
We haven't run out of history quite yet.
Your father called the future the undiscovered country.
People can be very frightened of change.
You restored my father's faith.
Then you've restored my son's.
Captain of the Enterprise. Close to retirement?
I'm not planning on it.
Let me tell you something. Don't. Don't let them promote you. Don't let them transfer you. Don't let them do anything that takes you off the bridge of that ship, because while you're there, you can make a difference.
This is not about revenge.
Liar!
This is about saving the future of humanity!
Jean-Luc, blow up the damn ship!
No! No!
We're only moving 600 people.
How many people does it take, Admiral, before it becomes wrong? 1,000? 50,000? 1,000,000? How many people does it take, Admiral?
Will Riker, you have been my trusted right arm for 15 years. You have kept my course true and steady. Deanna Troi, you've been my guide and my conscience.
You know, I couldn't believe it when the bartender told me who you are.
Why are you talking to me, man?
Because I looked up your file while you were drooling on the floor. Your aptitude tests are off the charts, so what is it? So your dad dies, you can settle for a less than ordinary life. Or do you feel like you were meant for something better? If you're half the man your father was, Jim, Starfleet could use you. Your father was captain of a starship for 12 minutes. He saved 800 lives, including your mother's and yours. I dare you to do better.
And that was Kenny G, Auld Lang Syne. And when I got the idea, got the inspiration for that from the Millennium Edition that he did in 1999... And I almost used that. I almost used a Millennium Edition. But I thought, why not come up with one your own, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I came up
from
with.
From what I heard of all that, that was an excellent. I liked that. That was a good, pretty great mix there, Lou.
It was. I loved it. I wish the speeches could have been done without the music and the dramatic effect, music in the background, but nothing I could do about that. And, you know, getting Patrick Stewart to re-record something, that wasn't going to work. Yeah. I can't call him up and say, hey, Pat, what are you? Could you do a voiceover for me again? No. Yeah, I'll get the restraining order in the mail, you know. You're forbidden from speaking, calling, or even thinking about Mr. Stewart. So
You'd really be in trouble if you went to a convention, wouldn't you?
Absolutely. And, you know, last week, I don't know if we talked about this on the show, but I told you that I had begun, this was stupid in retrospect, but I was broadcasting the show over Justin TV. Yeah, and I believe you said, well, what about, you know, like the copyright thing? And I thought, well, I'll just do it until they say to stop. Well, not too long after that, it was like the next day or so, I came home and it was no longer broadcasting. I thought, oh, that's odd. So I looked at it and I got the email, you know, CBS complained, so therefore they took it off. Oh, shoot. That really was a dumb thing to do, so I sent them an apology letter and said, I'll never do it again. But since we don't broadcast live on there no more, it really doesn't matter if we, you know, if they took off our account. But, yeah, I won't be doing that no more. But I will say this, in the short time that it ran, we got a lot of hits. I got a lot of people that favored the channel, and we've been doing more downloads and we usually do. So everybody who saw the Lou Trek Show on Justin.tv and said, hey, let's check it out, I hope you became users, but don't expect to ever see that on there again, because the first time I'm sure it was a warning, the second time that's when the hammer really hits, and we ain't got it, we're not going to do that, so we won't be doing that no more.
Aye, number one.
Aye, Captain. Yeah. So,
hey, anyway. 3 more months, Lou, and I can be back to a captain in Starfleet Command instead of just a captain in the Klingon Empire.
Yeah,
3 more months, I get my promotion to captain. Yay, I'll be a 4-pipper again.
Really?
I'm a pipper, you're a pipper, we're all pippers, so why don't you be a pipper, too?
Not a pipper. No. No, I can't take role-playing to the extreme. Because, like I said, remember when you and I first started doing this, and I remember, and I'll tell everybody, nobody knows this, but we're going to tell them here. And if Brian doesn't like it, I'll edit it out. But there was a time I actually had to stop the show and said, no, wait, Brian, remember what I asked you? No, wait, are you really a Klingon? I mean, I'm trying to gauge how sane you really are.
And, I'm insane.
Oh, yeah, we know it now. But, I mean, but at least you knew the reality was.
Yeah.
You know? But so it's a good thing that you're still leveled down into reality, but God love you for being the captain of the, what was it again?
The USS Gorkon.
Uh-huh, and captain, you're going to be a captain where else? Starfleet Command?
I'll be a captain again in Starfleet Command. It'll be my third Starfleet captaincy in, 1992, this is not 2000, coming up in 2018 years.
Okay. See, for me to do anything like that, I'd have to come in as a complete honorary captain, or else I'm not even screwing with it.
Well, you're an honorary member of the USS Gorkon, which, by the way, I need a nice picture of you. Face picture, please.
Face picture of me?
Yeah, you're an honorary member of the USS Gorkon, or have you went and looked yet?
No, I haven't.
Well, why don't you go on the website and look, Mr. Lou?
I think that's an excellent idea. Everybody, come on, let's do it at the same time. You ready? Here we go. www.ussgorkon.com. And yep. It says, welcome
to the USS Gorkon official website.
You know some changes on it?
A little bit. You've got Of Gods and Men and the continuing mission. Tell me why you've got them up there. Oh, hey, look who's at top. But why do you have them there? Are you in contact with them?
Oh, actually, we just promote them, just because.
Okay.
But look down here in the middle tab, it says honorary members.
I'm looking at the guest book.
Middle set of tabs.
Home.
Where it says home, about the USS Gorkon.
There you go. Welcome, warriors.
Down at the bottom.
Honorary members. Click that. Let's see. Oh, okay. William, Logan, Jeff. Photo not available at this time. That is funny. That's me.
That's my Lou.
That's photo not available at this time, everybody. All right, well.
Now you know why I went with this concept here?
Huh.
Of the buttons, the way I've got them set up?
Uh-huh.
Touchscreen phones, touchscreen computers.
True.
All they have to do is touch it, and guess what?
Uh-huh.
It goes right to, it's set up to go right to anywhere on my website. And my website will be all touch base. That'll be the uniqueness of the USS Gorkon's website. It'll be just like you're touching a USS Gorkon. You will be just like if you were on the ship punching buttons.
Mm-hmm. Now, how do you do this website? What program are you using to create this?
That I can't tell you.
Oh, somebody else does it?
Yes. A friend of mine, Shelby Hobbs, does it.
Well, okay, then, Shelby, I know you download this show, so what I recommend you do on this, just a recommendation, but the pictures of William, Logan, Jeff, and then me, is make not only the picture and the name as well, make those hypertext to where they go directly to their website. And when you do that, also put it as a new page. So whenever they click it, they won't leave your website to go to their page, but it'll pop up as a pop-up screen. And it's not going to piss off people because they know they wanted to go there. So that's a pop-up they actually will want. And if you need help doing the HTML scripting for hypertext links to do a new page, you know how to contact me. LouTrekShow@gmail.com. You've written me before. Just let me know you need help with it, and I'll take care of you. But that's just a recommendation because, again, like all these here that you have for the honorary members, when I click mine, you actually leave your page. Or no, you don't leave your page. You actually, yeah, he did it in frames. I see that now. So now there's a picture of mine. It's the top, sponsored by the USS Gorkon. That is cool. And a little more down, you could see each one of my pages. So that's perfect. But, let's see here. Gorkon Subspace Chat. Yeah, that's interesting. Subspace Chat. Ah, cool. Huh, what am I giving him suggestions for? Maybe he ought to be schooling me on how to do some of this. Let's say Starbase Indy here. Oh, he knows exactly what he... Never mind. Okay, Shelby. Now that you've probably already yelled at your computer, I know that, Lou. I know that, Lou. He does know that because when I clicked Starbase Indy, it popped
he's
up.
Even got the he's even got the countdown updated.
Really?
Yeah, click on the Federation icons. That's the blue ones.
Uh-huh.
And go to countdown to start SBI.
Oh, 334 days, 16 hours, 35 minutes, 27 seconds, 26, 25. 24, 20, okay, stop, Lou. Okay, that's interesting. So he obviously knows what he's doing on web design. That's great. Excellent. All right. Does Shelby do web design by nature, or what's he? How's he do it?
He has a laptop that he does all this on. When he first came on the Gorkon, he was our webmaster. Him and I sat down and gave him the basics of what I wanted. And then him and I sat and created all this mess. He did the work, but he used my ideas to get it going. And he added stuff. He would call me and add stuff, and and it's just one after another.
Looks good, man. It does look good. So you want Admiral Nechayev on the show, huh?
Heck yeah, I'd love to have Admiral Nechayev on the show.
I always liked her, you know. Her, that little bit she has with Picard there. I thought she was funny, actually. So, okay, well, I guess that's going to bring us to the end of this show.
Yes, it does.
Can you tell us what's in store for next week, or would that be giving out a trade secret?
That's giving out a trade secret. Let's let everyone suffer for the New Year's.
Speaking of which, everybody, you're gonna hear this show go out on December 28th, maybe December 29th. Either way, it's going to be before New Year's Eve. And please, please, for the love of God, please, don't do anything dumb. Enjoy your New Year's. But please, we want you back next year. We got to have you back next year, so please, please, please be good. I don't know what happens in Indianapolis or any part of the city or any part of the country. Here in Omaha, we have, they call it the free taxi ride, the free cab ride. And
same here in Indiana.
Yep, it's billed to a law firm. By all means, if you have had too much, please, if you have that option, please take it. Absolutely, because we're, you know, it's not just you. It's not just you we're worried about. It's not just you we want to see survive. It's the person that has the misfortune of running into you because you've had too much. We want them to survive as well. So please don't hurt anybody. Please get a free ride home. Walk if you have to. Do what you got to do. But please come back next
designated
year.
Driver. Who's designated driver?
Absolutely.
I use them and abuse them.
That's right. You know, I could go to the bar with Brian. Brian can order whatever blood wine he wants. I'm happy with the Coke. Believe it or not, I can have just as much fun as Brian can have with blood wine. So if you have no designated driver, what the hell? Be the designated driver for the night. Get trashed when you get home if you want. But somebody's got to be the smart one. So please, have a great...
It's like you and I both be making money as designated drivers, because I'm really not supposed to be drinking being diabetic.
Yes, there you go. That is true. That is so true.
If you want to hire us here in Indiana and Omaha, Nebraska to be your designated driver, please give us a call. We'll charge you well.
Yeah, right. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you what I have planned, and I'm going to give the guy another plug because I do it all the time. Mike Smith, host of the Mike Tech Show, is going to be having his tech podcast, the Mike Tech Show, on the 31st. And I'm going to go to the website just to make sure. Join Steve Cherubino from Podnuts and I as we ring in the new year, Thursday, December 31st, 2009 on Ustream. Podcast will begin at 10 p.m. Eastern. That's 9 p.m. Central my time. So I plan to be here and get online with Mike and we're just have a great time. If you're a geek, if you're a tech guy, join the Mike Tech Show. www.mike.show and join us live on New Year's Eve and help ring in the new year with tech and music. It's usually a lot of fun. And he says he's going to give away some prizes. Wonderful! And his guest is going to be Steve Cherubino, a good friend of his who also has a podcast called Podnuts. And I don't think I've ever talked about Podnuts, so... Steve is also a good podcaster. Yeah, sometimes Steve makes me laugh. He'll be he's the type, he says, "Guys, I'm going to read an email here. Dear Steve, I'm writing to you because my computer..." No, I'm not going to read that one. And I think, wow, there's preparation for you, okay? You get into a voicemail and you go, "Oh, I didn't mean to play that."
Well, I'm going to be home with me and the sweetie on New Year's Eve. We're getting rid of the boy, and you can figure out what we're going to do from there. I got the bat lifts all sharpened up and ready, too.
Wonderful. Well, if you're done after 5 minutes, why don't you join us, too? Just pop on Ustream. You know, I'll have a link to the show. join us, man. If you got nothing else going on, join us. Maybe you'd like Mike. I certainly do. I think he's great, so join
us. Can you hear me?
I can now.
Can you hear me?
Yep, I sure can.
I lost you for a minute.
Oh, no. Only a minute? I've been lost a long time. So, all right.
No, fine. I was in the back room taking my sweetie's phone to her purse.
Ah, gotcha. So you're walking around the house with the headset on. Good.
Yeah, I got to walk around. The headset doesn't go into the laundry room.
No. Okay.
After the laundry room, it goes, bye-bye, turkey. We ain't working. It ain't like over at the convention where I can walk almost the whole convention and not loose.
That was incredible. Okay. Next time we have to coordinate that a little better, but that was incredible. So, all right, Brian.
Oh,
yeah.
I got something to tell you after the show today too.
Okay. Well, I look forward to that. But everybody, have a great New Year, Brian. You too.
You
this
too.
This has been a wonderful year.
Hit the warp engines, number one.
Well, hold on. This has been a wonderful year, and I'm looking forward to us doing 52 more for next year. Did you like that intro? And now, two guys who made the New Year's resolution to lose weight, be productive members of society, and one out of three ain't bad, because I'm not losing weight.
Two out of three, thank you.
Are you going to be a productive member of society?
Yes, I am a productive member of society.
Okay.
I keep Mixie in line.
Okay. All right. Thank you, everybody, for downloading. And on behalf of the Lou Trek Show again, have a safe and wonderful New Year's Eve. Enjoy it. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Finish, Lou.
And we'll see you next year.
Happy New Year, folks.
Kapla!
Kapla!